Next, you're listening to Raptor Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Wisconsin Public Schools open doors for all students. I'm Peggy Wirtz-Olson, a Wisconsin teacher and president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. Public school educators and families work together to reach, teach, and inspire Wisconsin's next generation of leaders. As we head back to school, we hope you'll join us. WEAC, we teach, we inspire. Find out more at weac.org.
Raptors baseball back here in Madison. First pitch just a couple of moments away between your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors and the Madison Mallards. Andy Ockham back here on WFHR. Let's go through the pitching matchups and the starting lineups for tonight's ball game. First, for the hosts, the Madison Mallards, Coley Kilpatrick, the right-hander, will start for Donnie Scott's Mallards in this one. The Raptors saw him last week at home. Were able to plate two on just a few hits against him. It was a two-run homer from Miles Vandenhoevel, the lone runs that came across to score on Kilpatrick. Charlie Marion will lead off and play left field. Connor Rasmussen, a name that the Raptors did not see last week, the Tulane infielder, will play third and hit second. Davis Hamilton is the DH and will hit third. Blake Aaron, caused some issues for Rafter pitching last week. He's in the cleanup spot at first base. Will Vierling, the catcher from Louisville, will hit fifth. Corbin Dickerson out in right field will bat sixth. The bottom third of the order is as follows. Justin Best in center field. Shea Robinson at second base and Jake Schaffner hitting ninth at short. Zach Voss will get the ball for Wisconsin Rapids tonight in the bottom of the first inning. But we have a Rafter debut in the leadoff spot that'll happen here in just a couple of minutes. It's Owen McElfatrick, the right-handed hitting second baseman from Northwestern in Tampa, Florida. He'll lead off tonight. Trotter Boston will hit second at short. Jorge Degatti's the designated hitter for Kirk Schreider's Rafters tonight in the three spot. Max McGuire will clean things up in right field. Grayson Schaefer will hit fifth at first base. Cashel Duggar in his second game as a Rafter will do the catching and hit sixth. Jake Beauchesne begins the bottom third of the order by hitting seventh and playing center field. Trent Liolis out of Northwestern will hit eighth and left. Mason Onati rounds out the crew by batting ninth at third base. Kilpatrick on the rubber. The Rafters in their road maroons today with gray bottoms, all black tops today for Madison on this Thursday night at the Duck Pond. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes for first pitch. You're listening to Rafter Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with special rebates from Comfort Air Heating Cooling.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles from opening day to all those summer nights. You'll find the owners and staff.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
Patrick starting.
Brought to you by 8th Street
hitting 286.
Auto, American
Shaman. 2-1 pitch.
Mid-state
and on the ground left
call.
Side, that's going to get through
Skyward,
for a base hit.
Aspirus Health.
Owen McElfatrick. His first Hope hit is a Rafter coming Yakuza, here in the top of the first inning.
Delta Dental of Wisconsin. S&S Distributing. Econ Electric.
A bring up Trotter
Greenway
Boston.
RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin.
Looking
Swift
at
Water
Boston
Ice Cream,
yesterday, the
and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge.
Left-handed hitting
Rafters
second baseman.
Here on WFHR all
walked
summer
on four
long,
pitches in the sixth inning. It was the lone time
app.
He reached.
With combined decades
the
of experience,
in
the team at Pro Seamless
in
Wisconsin is here to help. With exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Go yard this summer with special rebates from Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces.
As we await to see Kilpatrick being helped out on the mound. Donnie Scott now, the field manager of Madison, making his way out to the hill as well. As mentioned, the Rafters rocking the gray away uniforms for the first time, or I should say gray pants this year. Those usual maroon road tops. There'll be another one here tonight in Madison, or I should say tomorrow night in Madison, 6:35 first pitch at Warner Park. It'll be halfway through the slate between the Mallards and the Rafters already this season. A round of applause for Kilpatrick back up on his feet. He looks like he'll be able to stay in this ballgame. These two teams faced off four straight times last week, from last Wednesday to last Saturday. It was two here in Madison, Wednesday, Thursday, both Mallard victories, and then the team was able to get one at Witter Field on Friday before the Rafters took the finale of the four-game series by a score of 10-4. Now Kilpatrick throwing some warm-up pitches into the catcher, Will Vierling, before we get back underway here. If you're just joining us, thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's broadcast on WFHR. It's the 16th game of 72 in this 2024 Northwoods League season. Sun is a-shining. It's a beautiful night for baseball here in Madison. They're making some adjustments to the turf mound here at the Duck Pond prior to the 1-0 pitch to Trotter Boston. The Raptors coming into town this weekend, as mentioned, having four games in 5 days, Saturday, Sunday, off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at home. It's Lakeshore coming into town on Saturday and Sunday, and then Tuesday, Wednesday against Battle Creek. If you're looking for a place to stay on a last-minute trip from coming in out of town, look no further than a place to stay at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-legged companions. Bring your dogs, bring your cats, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. And we are ready to rock and roll on the 1-0 to Trotter Boston. All signs are clear for Coley Kilpatrick. The right-hander will stay in this ballgame and face the two-hole hitter yet again in this Rafter order. Kilpatrick, the Raleigh, North Carolina native, making his third outing of the summer here, the 1-0 to Boston. High chopper on the ground, right side, gloved by the first baseman, Guerin. He will elect to hold on to it himself and take it to the first base bag, three unassisted. McElpatrick to second on the putout. Bring up Jorge Degatti out of Nova Southeastern, his second season with Wisconsin Rapids. Played in over half the games for the Raptors last season, 39 games played, and led the team in batting average. 2-for-5 last night in the loss to Green Bay. Had a double. And a return back home to Winter Field. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Degatti. This is low for ball one. Jorge got his first long ball of the summer on Monday at Copeland Park against the La Crosse Loggers. A leadoff solo homer in the top of the sixth inning to right center field. Cut the deficit at the time, 3-2 La Crosse, and the Raptors ended up winning that one 5-3 thanks to a fantastic three-run top of the eighth. 1-0 pitch, Degatti hits this one high in the air, left field. Hanging back at the warning track, out in front is Marion to make the grab for the second out of the inning, tagging from second to third and sliding in feet first safely without a throw is Owen McElpatrick. Runner on second, two away here in the top of the first for the cleanup hitter tonight, Max McGuire. Looking at McGuire last night, hit third and started out in right field, finished the game at first base. Max, a three-hit game, singles in the first, fifth, and ninth innings. Has a chance to drive in the game's first run here. First pitch from Kilpatrick to McGuire. This is low for ball one. Max entering today, now playing his 10th game as a Raptor. 11 for his first 29. He's a .379 hitter. He's slugging .655 and OPS over 1,100 in the early going this summer. The one ball delivery from Kilpatrick is hit foul out of play. That'll find the seats beyond the first base dugout of the Mallards and out of the grandstands behind it. Count evens at a ball and a strike. It's Schaefer on deck. Cashel Duggar will follow. Kilpatrick set the 1-1. That one bounced in the dirt, blocked by Vierling. Should say the turf, having the all-turf infield surface here at Warner Park. Count moves 2-1. Schaefer on deck. He had a three-run homer last night. Cut a 6-1 deficit to 6-4. Kilpatrick working first base side of the rubber. Set, and here's the 2-1. Cue shot off the bat of McGuire, dribbling down the first base line. It'll stay foul. Count evens, two balls and two strikes on Max in his first plate appearance here tonight. When we get to the home half of the first off, Zach Voss, three straight lefties will greet him. Charlie Marion, Connor Rasmussen, and Davis Hamilton. Right-hander Kilpatrick back out on the hill. Plenty of time to work as he has come to his decision from Will Vierling. The 2-2. Breaking ball hit foul by McGuire. Other than his three-hit game last night, McGuire's biggest game of the season is when he went 4-for-4 against Wausau back on June 1st. Began his time as a Rafter against Waterloo back on May 29th, going 2-for-3, including a grand slam in the bottom of that third inning. Ended up being a 7-6 win for the Rafters. 2-2 pitch again, lined into right field, coming in on it and dropping in front of Corbin Dickerson. It's an RBI single. The Rafters strike first here tonight with two down in the first inning. They'll bring up Grayson Schaefer. Talked about his three-run homer an evening ago. He's also walked in the ninth inning. Kilpatrick set, the right-hander, fires the first pitch to the five-hole hitter in the Rafter order. It misses low for ball one. Schaefer playing in his 15th game. He has played in all but one Rafter contest so far this year. The redshirt sophomore out of Boise, Idaho, is 14 for his first 52. He's a 269 hitter, has an OPS of 685. Had a four-hit game against La Crosse back on Sunday. 1-0 pitch, a fastball from Kilpatrick, grew right in there for a strike. On deck is Cashel Duggar. Jake Beauchesne will follow. The 1-1. Trying to dot the outside corner with that. Fastball there is Kilpatrick. It misses. Count moves 2-1. McGuire, couple steps off first, being held on by Blake Guerin. A run on two hits thus far for Wisconsin Rapids. Kilpatrick's 2-1. That one misses up and out. Schaefer in the driver's seat here at 3-0. Looking at Schaefer against the Mallards. Had a multi-hit game here on June 6th. It was the second of the two games at Warner Park last week. Did not collect a hit against Madison in both home games a week ago as the 3-1 pitch is fouled back to the screen. He's sitting at a full count right now in his first plate appearance tonight. 2-for-5 on June 6th, 1-for-5 on the 5th. That was last Wednesday. Came around to score a run in that 9-6 loss. Madison struck first in all but one game against the Rafters last week. The 3-2, McGuire takes off a breaking ball, missing high for ball four. Schaefer aboard, two on, two out here in the first inning. I bring up Cashel Duggar in his second game with Wisconsin Rapids. Made his debut last night, the Castle Pines, Colorado native. 1-for-3 against Green Bay, and his first at-bat is a Rafter in at Witter Field. An opposite field base knock in the second. Also walked on 9 pitches in the 5th inning. Drew that walk in an inning where the Rafters needed it the most as the first pitch to him misses low for ball one. 4 lefties in the order tonight for Kirk Schreider, Trotter Boston, Cashel Duggar, and then the 8-9 spots of Trent Loyolis and Mason Onati. Jake Beauchesne on deck right now. Kilpatrick set the 1-0. Duggar sprays this one foul down the third baseline. Looking at Cashel's time at UCLA in his freshman year and mentioned his 33 games appeared in for the Bruins, starting 28 of them, had an OPS of 614, a .233 hitter, getting on base at a .358 clip in the 2023 spring. Saw 90 at-bats in the Pac-12 conference as the 1-1 pitch is fouled straight back. Count moves, a ball and 2 strikes on the Rafter catcher. Really starting to feel like summer in the state capital of Wisconsin here today. Getting into the 80s, high here today of 82. We'll even get into the 90s here next week. 1-2 the count, 2 outs, 2 aboard, 1-0 Rafters, top of the first inning. Kilpatrick set the payoff. That one on the outside corner got him looking. Duggar down on strikes. The Rafters send 6 to the plate in the top of the first inning and score once on a 2-out RBI single to right field for Max McGuire. We'll be back for the home half of the first inning in just a minute. Zach Voss towing the rubber for Wisconsin Rapids tonight in his third start of the summer. You're listening to Rafter Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic...
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We all know that generic drugs are cheaper than name brand drugs. But I'm going to make a...
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey...
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
It'll be Charlie Marion to lead off the bottom of the first inning for the Madison Mallards. 1-0 the score in favor of your Raptors from Warner Park. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. The first pitch from Zach Boss to Marion. High chopped on the right side of the infield. Glove by the first baseman, Grayson Schaefer. Boss covering the bag. The flip is in time. One pitch, one out for Boss here in the bottom of the first inning. Defensively for the Raptors, they're aligned as follows. Trent Loyolis in left field, Jake Beauchesne in center, Max McGuire is in right. On the infield, Mason Onati at third, Trotter Boston at short, Owen McElfatrick in his Raptor debut at second base, Grayson Schaefer at first, Cashel Duggar to catch for Zach Voss. The Missouri native and McNeese State University product making his third start of the summer. Bring up Connor Rasmussen, the left-handed hitting third baseman for the Mallards. His first time facing Wisconsin Rapids this year, receiving a first pitch strike from Voss. Rasmussen, this will be his fourth game with Madison. He's 5 for his first 14. If you're doing the math back home, he's a .357 hitter in the early going this summer. 0-1 pitch, this one dribbled foul down the first baseline. Was 3 for 7 yesterday, or 2 days ago, I should say, in the 18-14 win at Fond du Lac. 7 at-bats, and just his third game with Madison. Has a hit in each of his first 3 games with the Mallards. Boss set, first base side of the rubber, the 0-2, swung on and missed. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. A 3-pitch punch out of Connor Rasmussen, 2 up, 2 down here in the first. To bring up Davis Hamilton. Hamilton playing in his 15th game of the summer at North Dakota State University. Make this year 3 for Hamilton with the Mallards. He saw Raptor pitching very well last week, a 3-hit game in the first of the 4 against Wisconsin Rapids in the 9-6 victory last Wednesday. Had at least one hit in each of the games. And putting down a bunt over to third, Onati charging in. Barehand throw to first, not in time. Hamilton continues to find a way to pick apart not only Raptor pitching, but defense as well. He's aboard with 2 down here in the first. And it'll bring up Blake Guerin. I think if I had to handpick a Mallard last week who did the most damage against Raptor arms, it was definitely the Shoreview, Minnesota native. A .350 hitter in his first 15 games this summer. Guerin is 21 for 60, 2 homers, 13 RBIs. One of those home runs coming last week in that 10-4 loss that the Mallards had to Rapids on Saturday. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Guerin misses outside for ball one. Blake was 2 for 5 back last Wednesday in that 9-6 win, including a 2-run double to center field in that 3-run eighth inning to add some insurance for the Mallard pen in the ninth. Bosco's breaking ball 1-0 and nets a called strike from the home plate umpire Frank Sheeny. Terry Konzich is down the first baseline. Jacob Kackett, the third base umpire here this evening, I should say. The 1-1 from Zach Voss misses outside. For Voss, third start of the summer, second against Madison. Last through in that 10-4 win on Saturday. Three innings, six hits, two runs, both earned. Walk one, struck out two, facing 16 Mallard hitters at historic Witter Field. Prior to the 2-1 to Guerin, a pickoff move to check in on Hamilton at first base. His first start came at Wausau on June 1st, that Saturday night ballgame at Athletic Park. 2 2/3 innings for Voss in that loss. Allowed nine hits, six runs, all of which were earned. Walk two and struck out one. As the 2-1 pitch is grounded foul down the third baseline. Count evens at two balls and two strikes here on Guerin. Be Vierling on deck, Dickerson to follow. Looking at Guerin was 0-for-3 last night, drew two walks, and that shutout of Fond du Lac here at Warner Park. 9-0 was the score in favor of Madison. 2-2, runner on first, two outs. Boss set. His payoff is a breaking ball that misses low. Guerin's worked a full count in his first plate appearance tonight. A 982 OPS for the sophomore so far this summer, slugging over 500. 3-2, two outs. Hamilton will be taking off on the delivery here. Boss fires home. This one hit on a line to short, right to Trotter Boston. He makes the grab and retires the side. Boss faces one over the minimum here in the home half of the first inning. We head to the second in Madison. 1-0 the score in favor of the Rafters. You're listening to Rafter Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
The annual June Pride event in Milwaukee is the oldest and largest in the state. U.S. News and World Report also includes it as one of the top 20 LGBTQ plus celebrations in the country. But the parade and several day festival started as a one day protest. The Milwaukee demonstration in June of 1970 was timed around the first anniversary of the brutal police raid at the Stonewall Inn in New York City. It's also the first time people showed support for gay rights in Wisconsin, sparking a social awakening that continues today. I'm Terry Barr.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Seven, eight, nine, do it for the Rafters. Top two in Madison. Andy Ockham back here with you on WFHR. It's Jake Beauchesne to lead off the inning for Wisconsin Rapids against the right-hander, Coley Kilpatrick, swinging right through that first pitch is Beauchesne. He sits in the hole here at 0-1. Saddleback College product hitless yesterday against Green Bay. And that 7-5 loss. The 0-1 pitch missing inside to even the count at 1-1. Reached on a 4-pitch walk, though, did Beauchesne in his first plate appearance last night in the second inning. Kilpatrick's 1-1. This one hit in the air right center field. Dickerson ranging over to make the grab for the first out of the inning. Going to bring up the beer batter tonight here in Madison, Trent Liolis. in his third game with Wisconsin Rapids. It's always something fun when you're on the road or at home. Obviously, the guys don't love it here on the road, but it's something we do at Witter Field as well. Coley Kilpatrick on the mound, hoping to reward the Madison fans in attendance tonight with some discounted beverages. The first pitch to the left-handed hitting Northwestern Wildcat, hit on a line over to second. Robinson to his backhand will glove and throw to first in time. It's a 4-3 put out of Loyolas. Two up, two down for Coley Kilpatrick in the top of the second inning. He'll bring up the nine-hitter tonight and playing third base, Mason Onati. In 14 games with Wisconsin Rapids this year, Onati hitting 176, but launched his first home run of the season in the ninth inning last night. To right field, cut the deficit at the time to 7-5. That ended up being the game's final score as the first pitch from Kilpatrick misses for ball one. Onati has appeared in 14 of the 15, now 15 of the 16 Raptor games so far this year. Came in the top of the eighth last night in Miles Vandenhoevel's spot. Was a part of five different defensive shifts and changing of positions in that eighth inning. The 1-0 to Onati right down the chute, taken for strike one. A run on two hits and no errors for the Raptors. No runs on one hit, no errors for Madison. When we get to the home half of the second inning, 5-6-7 for the Mallards. Will Vierling, Corbin Dickerson, and Justin Best. The 1-1 to Onati's another off-speed delivery from Kilpatrick, fouled away down the left field line. It's a ball and two strikes on the two-lane product, Mason Onati. His college teammate is his third base counterpart for Madison tonight, Connor Rasmussen. Kilpatrick looking for a 1-2-3 second inning. Here's his 1-2. Onati fouls this one back to the screen. Wisconsin Rapids scored on a two-out single to right field last inning from Max McGuire, bringing home Owen McElfatrick, the Northwestern Wildcat infielder making his debut here tonight. It is McElfatrick in the on-deck circle trying to get back to the top of the Raptor order for the second time. As the next 1-2 misses low, count evens, two balls and two strikes. Raptor sent six to the plate last inning, along with the singles from McElfatrick and McGuire. Walks drawn. Lone one coming from Grayson Schaefer. Kilpatrick's 2-2. Another off-speed delivery. This one fouled away right behind the third base dugout. Good fight from Onati with two down and nobody aboard here in the second inning. Yet to have a multi-hit game for the Raptors this summer has Onati. Another 2-2 coming here from the Madison right-hander. Onati hits this one in the air left field. That's Charlie Marion drifting back and camping underneath it to make the grab and retire the side. Three up, three down for Coley Kilpatrick at the top of the second inning. We head to the home half of the second from Warner Park. 1-0 the score in favor of your Raptors. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on your home for Raptor Baseball. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Or on your civic media apps. Either way, it's WFHR and it's locally grown radio.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces,
Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
The bottom of the second inning from Warner Park, home of the Madison Mallards. Your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors leading by a score of 1-0 here in their 16th game of this 2024 Northwoods League season. Andy Ockmer, voice of the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. Whether you're tuning in on your FM AM dials at 97.5 or 1320 or listening on your Civic Media apps, I personally want to thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Raptor Baseball. Third week of the season. And Wisconsin Rapids looking to get back in the win column, dropping a home-and-home with Green Bay the last couple of nights. Zach Voss back on the hill for the Raptors, and a first pitch to the left-handed hitting catcher out of the University of Louisville. Will Vierling is there for a called strike. Dickerson on deck, Justin Best will follow. Vierling, the catcher of choice for Donnie Scott tonight, not David Whittle, as the one is cut on and missed. It's nothing at two. Whittle, a grand slam off the bench in Vierling's place in the top of the ninth inning Friday night at Witter Field off Max Whitesell. Make it 6-2 and give the Mallards their third straight win against Wisconsin Rapids as the 0-2 misses low and out for ball one. As mentioned, though, the Raptors ending out on a high note Saturday in that 10-4 victory. It was their second time of the season eclipsing double-digit runs, their first time doing so in a victory as the 1-2 pitch from Voss, an off-speed delivery swung on and missed by Vierling. It's the second strikeout for Voss so far tonight. It'll bring up the right-handed hitting right fielder Corbin Dickerson. Dickerson playing in his eighth game of the summer, the redshirt freshman from Jeffersonville, Indiana, and the University of Louisville. Swings at the first pitch from Zach Voss. That one grounded right out in front of his own dugout. Count begins 0-1. Dickerson, a returning Mallard, played in 18 games a season ago, was 1-for-1 yesterday against Fondi, drew four walks in his five plate appearances as the 1-1 pitch ripped into left field. Violas giving chase right out in front of the warning track. Trent to make the grab, two up, two down here in the second for Voss. He'll bring up the left-handed hitting center fielder Justin Best out of FSU. The North Carolina native went yard in the first of two games here in Madison against the Raptors last week against right-handed reliever Sam Arnold of the Raptors, made it 6-0 at the time. Best a 271 hitter and 48 at-bats so far this summer for the Mallards. First pitch, fastball from Voss, misses for ball one. That aforementioned homer comes along with nine RBIs. Was 3-for-5 with three runs scored yesterday, or I should say 2 days ago, at Hare Baker Field. It's 2-0 the count. Voss looks in and receives his signs from Cashel Duggar. Next delivery is a crisp fastball in there for a called strike at 91 miles an hour. The three rostered catchers right now for the Raptors, Cashel Duggar, Jack Mathey, Bryson Stripling. Duggar being brought onto the roster in the spot of Alex Brody, who was a familiar name for Raptor fans in the first couple weeks of the season, showing off his versatility as the 2-1 pitch tap foul in front of the Raptor dugout count evens two balls and two strikes on the seven hitter in the Madison order, Justin Best. Brody was a Chicagoland native, Plainfield, Illinois, Shorter University. Caught and played some right field for the Raptors in his time here. As the 2-2 breaking ball got him looking. Couple of strikeouts here in the second for Zach Voss. It's a 1-2-3 frame, and he's out of it. We head to the third in Madison, 1-0 the score in favor of the Raptors. You're listening to Raptor Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The birthday and anniversary club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
It's the top of the third inning from Warner Park, the Duck Pond, home of the Madison Mallards. 1-0 the score in favor of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR. Teacher Appreciation Night here on this Thursday night in Madison. It's always good to appreciate the educators of the future of America. I know I always very thankful for the teachers I had in my time. Just a recent college graduate, based on that last sentence, surely doesn't sound like it, but I promise I am. I had a lot of great professors and teachers in my time, and obviously always make sure to give my thanks. First pitch from Coley Kilpatrick here in the third inning to Owen McElpatrick's there for a called strike. McElpatrick in his first at bat as a Rafter to begin this ball game in the top of the first, single and later came in to score. We've seen the ball well earlier as the 0-1 misses down low. The Northwestern Wildcat finished off his first BP round as a Rafter. The Rafters always, they run through their three groups and then they have a final round, a one swing off. Every single hitter comes back in. They call it the barrel round. McElpatrick's barrel round sent it just a few feet away from that scoreboard in left center field as the 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, hit softly on the ground over to short. It's gloved and thrown to first in time by Schaffner for the first out of the inning. It'll bring up Trotter Boston. Boston grounded out, 3 unassisted, over to Blake Guerin back in the first inning in his first at-bat of the ballgame tonight. On deck is Jorge Degatti. Max McGuire will follow. A run on 2 hits and no errors for the Rafters. No runs on 1 hit and no errors for Madison. Game 5 of 12 between the two teams this summer here tonight. First pitch breaking ball from Kilpatrick to Boston is there for a called strike. We'll reach the halfway point in terms of regular season matchups between Madison and Wisconsin Rapids tomorrow, and then the Mallards will come into town next weekend. Friday, Saturday, nightcaps against the Rafters as an 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed by Boston. It's 0-2. So after next week, 8 of the 12 matchups between Madison and Wisconsin Rapids will already be taken care of this summer. The other 4 are spotted all throughout the month of July. The 0-2 from Kilpatrick to Boston. Breaking ball, hit on a line over to second. Shea Robinson ranges over to his right to make the grab for the second out of the inning. He'll bring up the right-handed hitting DH Jorge Degatti. Degatti flew out to left field and Charlie Marion to make the second out of the top of the first inning in his first at-bat of the ballgame. First pitch from Kilpatrick to Degatti is a fastball that misses high. Rafters only returning 4 names to this roster from a season ago. Degatti, the lone position player, coming back from the 2023 team that won 40 games as the 1-0 fastball misses the outside corner for ball 2. The other 3 being Brandon Scott, who worked in last night's game, and the 2 University of Wisconsin Stevens Point pointers, Nick Paulson and Sidney Ferry. For a whole new group, Degatti came in last week, so joining the team later on into the season as the 2-0 pitch is in there for a called strike. Not later on, but later on in the beginning. Missing the first handful of games. Based on how Jorge interacts with this group in batting practice on the bus or on the clubhouse, you would think that, you know, this is the same group of guys he played with last summer. As the 2-1 pitch misses low for ball 3. Degatti is just one of those guys that could tell early on brings out a lot of positivity and definitely spills over on some of the guys in the clubhouse. 3-1 pitch. He goes chasing downstairs. It's now 3-2. Two outs, nobody on, top three. Rafters went down 1-2-3 in the second. They're in danger of doing the same here in the third. A full count delivery from Coley Kilpatrick. That one misses high for ball four. Degatti drawing a six-pitch walk in his second plate appearance tonight. Bring up Max McGuire, who's driven in the game's lone run thus far. A two-out RBI single to right field, falling in front of Corbin Dickerson back in the first. On deck is Schaefer. Duggar will follow. The Raptors, it's the second walk they've drawn tonight and their fourth base runner against Kilpatrick. First pitch to McGuire, fouled back to the screen. It's 0-1. Looking at Kilpatrick's other start, not the most recent one he had against the Raptors, but his opener of the season against Lakeshore back on June 1st. 8 hits allowed, 5 runs all earned, walked one, struck out one, and the 20 Chinook batters that he faced here in this ballpark. The 0-1 pitch, fastball that misses for ball one. First two starts, one here at Warner Park, one at Witter Field, now back here in Madison for start three. And for Zach Voss, same thing to be said when away, home, away in his starts. He won one from Kilpatrick. On the outside corner, it misses for ball two. The only Rafter to start all of his games at Witter Field would be Ricky Williams. He threw last night's game against Green Bay. Furthest he's gone into a game this year, 4 innings, allowed 6 hits, 3 runs, all of which were earned, did not walk a rocker batter, struck out 5 in the 48 pitches he threw. McGuire swinging away at the 2-1, fouling this one off the press box here at Warner Park. It's 2-2. Williams, prior to last night's start, had only started the two Friday night home games at Witter Field this year. McGuire to go to battle here, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Degatti on first after drawing a 6-pitch walk with 2 down in the frame. The payoff from Kilpatrick, breaking ball, missing upstairs. McGuire seeing that one all the way in and has worked a full count. Trying to extend the inning and look to give a multi-run cushion for Rafter pitching in the very early going of this one. Runner taking off the 3-2. Hit on the ground left side. Back in the hole sliding as Schaffner is able to keep it on the infield, but there's no play to be made. An infield single for Max McGuire, his second hit of the night. To second is Degatti. That's where he'll stay. 2-on, 2 down in the top of the third inning for Grayson Schaefer. Schaefer drew a 6-pitch walk in his first plate appearance prior to Cashel Duggar going down looking to end the first inning. Schaefer, an opportunity here with a runner out in scoring position and 2 on the paths. Try to put one in the gap and give the Raptors a multi-run lead. Righty-on-righty battle here. Kilpatrick set. His first pitch to Schaefer. Bounced in and out of the glove of Will Vierling. Count starts 0-1 on the Boise, Idaho native. When we get to the home half of the third for Madison, 8-9-1 due up Robinson, Schaffner, and Charlie Marion. Righty-lefty-lefty against Zach Voss. Nobody holding the runners on first and second base. Degatti, some good wheels. McGuire, not as fleet of foot. The 0-1 pitch, lined into left field. It's in there for a base hit. Degatti hesitating around third. A stop sign thrown up by Chris Wilsey. Jorge almost went right through it, but puts on the brakes and heads back to third base. The bags are loaded with 2 down here in the top of the third inning. Golden opportunity here for Cashel Duggar in his second game with Wisconsin Rapids to drive in some runs. Duggar, as mentioned, went down looking to end the top of the first inning. One run now on 4 hits for the Raptors. No runs on 1 hit for Madison. Left-handed hitting Duggar steps in. The first pitch from Kilpatrick misses low and outside for ball one. Talked about on the broadcast yesterday, but Duggar earned 3 varsity letters at Ballard Christian High School out in Highlands Ranch, Colorado. The Colorado 5A State Player of the Year led Ballard to a state title in 2023 at a 493 batting average as a senior, the 1-0. That breaking ball's there for a called strike from Kilpatrick. On deck, it's the bottom third of the order with Jake Beauchesne and Trent Lyolas to follow. First base side of the rubber remains Kilpatrick, dealing with traffic on the base paths as the 1-1 misses up and out. Seven and eight are the Rafters entering tonight. 10-5 are the Mallards. Wisconsin Rapids looking to get back to 500. A 2-1 to Duggar. That one got him. Right on the right calf of Duggar. He'll take first. Coming in to score is Degatti. It is 2-0 Rafters. The baton gets passed to the Saddleback College Bobcat, Jake Beauchesne. Bases remain loaded. Two outs. The Rafters have plated one so far in the third. Beauchesne a fly out to Dickerson in right field to begin the previous inning. First pitch to Beauchesne. Off speed from Kilpatrick. It's there for a called strike. After Lyolas on deck, it'll be Mason Onati. Rafters have sent seven to the plate here so far in the third. Left-hander up and throwing down the line for Madison. Evan Palmer just standing around on the bullpen mound down the right field line for Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-1 to Beauchesne is on the outside corner for a called strike. 89 on that delivery from Kilpatrick. Beauchesne in the hole here at 0-2. Reached once and was hitless yesterday. Had a base knock in Green Bay on Tuesday that came back in the fifth inning of that defeat. Looking for another knock here, the 0-2. Beauchesne back up the middle. Robinson. Right behind the mound and behind second base, snags it and takes it to the bag in time for unassisted fielder's choice to end the inning. The Rafters leave them loaded, but score once here in the top of the third. 2-0 to score. We head to the home half of the inning from Warner Park. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Rafter Baseball. Here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman.
Battleground. Purple. Swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom three, Zach Boss back out on the mound for the Rafters from Warner Park. 2-0 the score in favor of Wisconsin Rapids. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR. Locally grown radio. The Rafters sent seven to the plate in the top of the third inning and scored once after Cashel Duggar was hit by a pitch to bring in the game's second run. 8-9-1 spots due up for Madison here in this home half of the third inning. It'll be the second baseman hitting from the right side, Shea Robinson, to begin things off. Following Robinson, it's the left-handed hitting shortstop, Jake Schaffner. And then Charlie Marion out in left field will follow. Robinson playing now in his 10th game of this summer. Played in three of the four games against Wisconsin Rapids last week. Played in all but last Wednesday's opener to the four-game slate against the Rafters. First pitch from Boss to Robinson misses inside for ball one. In the three games against Rapids, two hits and 11 at-bats for Robinson as the 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed. Had a hit in the First game he played in against Wisconsin Rapids here last Thursday, June 6th, was 1-for-3 with a run scored. Also drew a walk against Rafter pitching. The 1-1 from Voss misses low and out for ball two. Went 0-for-4 against the Rafters in their 6-2 win last Friday night. And then on Saturday in the 10-4 loss for the Mallards, he was 1-for-4. A 2-1 from Voss. Missing the inside corner. 3 balls and a strike now on Robinson. Last game Shea played in was that 32-run affair at Hare Baker Field back on June 11th, just 2 days ago on Tuesday. Drew 4 walks, scored 3 times, and had an RBI as the 3-1 pitch called a strike. Robinson ditching his bat, but home plate umpire Frank Sheeney bringing him back in for a 3-2 delivery. The payoff pitch from Voss, missing inside, a 6-pitch walk drawn by Shea Robinson to begin at this bottom of the third inning. It'll bring up the left-handed hitting shortstop, Jake Schaffner. Now playing in his 12th game of the summer. Schaffner, a .457 hitter in his first 35 at-bats. 16-for-35 is Schaffner. When the Rafters first came here last week on Wednesday, he entered the game hitting .500 in his first 20 at-bats, 10 hits. For Schaffner to begin his season, the first pitch to the left-handed hitting shortstop is there for a called strike. 2-for-4 last night, 2 runs scored, a double, a triple, and 4 RBIs in the 9-0 win against Fondi. Robinson, a healthy leadoff first, being held on by Schaefer, a pickoff move from Voss to check in on the leadoff hitter in this inning for the Mallards. Charlie Marion, the Madison College product, is on deck to follow him as Connor Rasmussen. Voss comes set, another pickoff move. And fear that Robinson might take off. Last year, Schaffner played in 3 games with Madison and played in a playoff game as well. Then as a pinch runner, also drew a walk and scored a run. In his 3 games last year, he had 9 at-bats, was 2-for-9. One of those hits being a home run is the 0-1 pitch, a high chopper off the mound, fielded by McElfatrick coming in. The throw to first is not in time. Too much hang time on that high chopper from Schaffner for anything to be made of on that play. He's in there safely. Robinson to second. It's an infield hit for Schaffner, the second hit of the ballgame for Madison thus far. 2 on, nobody out. Back to the top of the Mallard order with Charlie Marion. Marion had 7 RBIs at Fondi on Tuesday in that 18-14 win. First pitch to Marion, misses for ball one. Played in his first game of the summer here last Wednesday against Wisconsin Rapids, went 1-for-2 with 2 runs scored. Had a home run at Witter Field in the opener in Wisconsin Rapids between the two teams last week as the 1-0 pitch fouled away. It's 1-1. Marion grounded out 3-1 back in the bottom of the first inning, gloved by Schaefer. Voss had to cover the bag just in time to retire the left fielder. Here comes the 1-1. Swung on and missed, a ball and 2 strikes. The count now on Marion. Had 4 hits when he drove in those 7 runs at Hare Baker Field on Tuesday. Also scored twice. 2 of those hits were doubles. Even drew a walk. Most recently, last night in that 9-0 win, 0-for-3, drew 2 walks and scored a run. 1-2 from Voss in there for a called 3rd strike. Strikeout number 3 for Zach Voss tonight. It is the first out here in the home half of the 3rd inning. It'll be up to Connor Rasmussen out of Tulane. He went down swinging back in the 1st inning against Zach Voss. Playing in his 4th game of the summer, as mentioned in his first at-bat of the ballgame. First delivery from Voss misses high. One of the count on 2nd is Robinson after drawing a 6-pitch walk to lead off this inning. An infield single from Jake Schaffner put 2 on with nobody out. Voss could be a pitch away from getting out of this, though, if he can induce a ground ball from Robinson. 1-0 pitch misses the outside corner. Counts it 2-0. We'll look across the Northwoods League when we get to the top half of the 4th inning. Plenty of fun action to be had throughout the league on this Thursday night. The 2-0 pitch hit in the air right center field. That's going to split McGuire and Beauchesne and fall down for a base knock. Rounding's first looking for more. And in safely is Rasmussen. There's going to be a play at the plate, but it is cut off. Robinson and Schaffner score. We're tied at two on a two-run double for Connor Rasmussen.